Proclamation number 6831, dated the May 15th, 1957. What are means of grace? In the last days before the end, I will pour out my blessings in abundance. I will use all means of help just to awaken you to life before the end, because I know what spiritual death involves for you when the end has come. You yourselves take no measures to bring your soul to life and completely blindly walk towards the abyss from which Roman 1, however, want to pull you back in order to spare you an even more dreadful fate. But since your free will has to be left to you, I can only ever try to influence this will to change the direction of your goal yourselves, to turn around before it is too late. And therefore all means which intend to favorably influence your will are blessings, gifts which you certainly don't deserve because you are still resisting me, but which my love nevertheless gives to you because I take pity on your deluded state. And the abundance of my grace will pour itself out over you humans the more the end approaches. Every person will be placed into situations where his own strength, his earthly abilities, won't suffice to cope with them. Every person will be urged by Providence to take refuge in me. I will not bypass anyone without knocking at the door of his heart. However, given that his will is always decisive, my gifts of grace will rarely be noticed because the human being's thoughts vastly digress from me, and I will not force him to think differently. Daily life, however, provides people with so many indications that all people's bodies will die, and even if the individual person is not affected himself, his fellow human being's fate should nevertheless cause him to think about his own death and influence his will to comply with his actual purpose of life beforehand. Then he will also try to discover it, in which case he will already have used one blessing for his benefit. But what do people understand as blessings? They often believe that they only need to use external means in order to gain a wealth of grace. They don't realize that gifts of grace are offerings which only need to be used in order to help a person to ascend. They call ecclesiastical customs and traditions means of grace which help them achieve beatitude and ignore my gifts of grace given copiously by my love and leave them unused, as long as they do not seriously strive towards changing their nature and thereby also demonstrate that their will is directed towards me. For the work of improving yourselves is to be done or a change of nature cannot take place. And it is my will that you should still achieve this before the end. That you should seriously decide to want to live a life of love. I only want that you come who live without love, won't continue on the path you have traveled so far. All my means of grace, adversity and misery, disease and worry, all kinds of misfortunes and other harsh strokes of fate always only serve the purpose of making you realize your own weakness and to deliberately look for the bond with me in order to then establish it through kind-hearted activity. Then the means of grace will not have been without success, then they will have been used by you, and then you will not have to fear the end either. Because your path will no longer lead to the abyss, but you will strive towards the right goal, to me myself, who can only be reached through love. However, what you so often describe as means of grace is worthless as long as it does not motivate you to live a life of love. But love will be kindled in you as soon as you try to unite with me. And this is why my loving care only relates to your change of will, which is still held captive by the world, by my adversary. If you are able to direct this will to me, then I will also have reached the goal, and you will have escaped the great danger of being devoured by the abyss in the end. And everything that will still come upon you humans shall only bring about your change of will, so that it will turn away from my adversary and towards me. Then you will be saved for all eternity. Amen.